It's time for another edition of Fill in the
Blanks.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, Fill in the Blanks, the feature where I comment on a news story we've all heard so many times that even ordinary people like you can fill in the
blanks.
Yes, allowing me to just
phone it in.
Right, it's Friday. Today's issue, the national debt. The Senate has just voted to raise the national debt by
$781 billion,
which brings the total outstanding federal debt close to
$9 trillion.
That is $30,000 for every man, woman, and
child.
Although in practical terms, it mostly affects
the child.
Yes, since when the time comes to pay it back, we baby boomers plan to be
living in Costa Rica.
Right, preferably in a remote village.
Without telephones.
Now, one big reason the government has to borrow so much money is
the war in Iraq,
which we know is crucial to our
national security,
but as it turns out, is not really worth
paying for.
Yes, as for the source of the money, the Treasury has decided to go to
a loan shark named Benny.
No, don't be ridiculous. We'll be borrowing it from trustworthy sources like
China.
Yes, where you're not going to find anyone
named Benny.
As for repaying the debt, Congress will do it the way most Americans run their
household budgets,
which means each month they will pay the
minimum balance,
because that way they get
a free iPod,
which the president can use to listen to his
Jessica Simpson collection.
Right. As for the size of the debt, $9 trillion is so much money that if you had that many dollar bills and you stacked them up, it would be
an idiotic waste of time.
Yes, that's why Congress just
writes a check,
which is roughly equivalent to
phoning it in.
Right.